Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Leave my mic on.
All right, good evening. Rufus, are you there? My partner Rufus, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am here utilizing this new technology.
Yes, I am. That sounds wonderful. Great, great, great. Okay. Okay, I'm having trouble hearing the intro.
You can adjust the volume. Well, you know, even when we hear Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder playing in the background, giving us some great vibes as we prepare on this Self to Success session as we move into the week and the week of the days approaching the mid-year conference of International Mastermind Association in lovely Boca Raton, Florida. I am crazy excited. I am off the chain. I am out the door, off the seat, all that good stuff right there. Looking forward to seeing folks that I haven't seen in a while coming down to Mastermind with us as we move into our destiny. How are you as far as your attitude and your emotions looking forward to this weekend?
Well, you know what, Rufus? I'm really looking forward to it, and I was just reading what the theme is. Our theme for this weekend is what? Reassess. I'm checking the email right now so that I can get it right, because this is about the year of accountability and about the vision that we have in place as masterminders. And so it's talking about reassessing, regrouping, and making sure that you are on track to reach your destination. So that should really be powerful, and we're really looking forward to our young people being able to zero in on it, because the earlier that you can get children involved and help them to know the importance of setting goals, and that will help them reach whatever it is they would like to reach tangibly and intangibly in life. I think that's a great thing.
Well, you know, I mean, that's essentially what it is. We talk about goal setting, you know, and you look at the people that we surround ourselves with. I tell my kids out there, you know, show me your five closest friends. Introduce me to your five closest friends and show me the last five books that you've read, and I can kind of get a gauge on where you're headed in this immediate. We look at the folks that we're associated with, we're aligning ourselves with, and we interact with on a consistent basis. What I like to also say is, you know, what you think about is what you be about. The grammar is incorrect, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
right, okay.
What occupies your mind is the thing that is going to be foremost, whether you're trying to make money, whether you're trying to lose weight, while you're trying to get in shape, whether you're trying to do whatever it is that you're trying to do. That focus is the thing that's going to take you into the stratosphere. So I'm really excited about this. And folks, you know, if you haven't, you know, implemented your plan, if you are saying, man, I made some New Year's resolutions, you know, don't be intimidated by it. I really wish that you could come out, you know, and join us as we have this event this week. And move towards our goal. It's never too late to start. As long as you're alive, if you're uncomfortable, that means that you're alive, and that's a good thing. That means you can work towards your comfort.
That's true, Rufus, and you know we will take the time and just tell them, because I'm quite sure that people that will be listening in, that will be listening to this online, will be downloading our show for tonight, Sail to Success, Rufus Curry, and your host, Laura Greer. We're talking about our mid-year mastermind meeting, and it's going to be at the Embassy Suite in Boca Raton. And let me give you that address again. It's 661 Northwest 53rd Street, and that's in Boca Raton, Florida. The phone number for contact is 786-546-0184. The number again, 786-546-0184. And as Rufus said, that which occupy your time is which occupy your mind. And some people, many of us, myself included, have things that occupy our time / our mind, and we may not know how to join them together so that it can be productive and help us reach results. And so this weekend on Saturday, what we will be talking about and listening to, people who have been doing this for a while, started out just like some of you that will be there who doesn't have a plan in place, but you will hear these people talk about what they did and the big three-letter word, their why. Why they did what they did, and now they're living the life that they desire to live. You know, with us being in sales, I have in my office a quote by Muhammad Ali. And this quote says, he says, "I hated every minute of training, but I said, quote unquote, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion," close quote. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this weekend, doing what you need to do so that one day you can do what you want to do.
Yeah, that's exactly it, you know what I mean? Because you think about it, what you're trying to do. You know, some folks are out there doing some awesome things. We have businesses that are being started, newspapers, magazines that are being launched, schools that are being opened. And essentially what you're doing is unusual. If it were easy, everybody would have done it. And you're also answering a call on the spiritual level because there's something that has been assigned to you that is unique and cannot be done like you do it in your unique way and your unique style. So because the frequency of your voice, the rate of vibration of your activity is designed to reach a group of individuals that you have been divinely and spiritually assigned to reach out to. So, you know, talk about that discomfort. You know, it's better to try and fail forward in the process than to never attempt to do that thing that you are attempting to do and miss out on your opportunity or live the rest of your life with, you know, a heart full of regret.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Rufus, what is it that you do on a daily basis?
Well, what I do on a daily basis is, one, when I wake up in the morning, I read my statement of desire. My statement of desire is built around my goals. One, my financial goal, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to do as far as what I want to achieve, things I want to do personally, and a portion of that is achieve all of my personal goals and live an example as a template of a successful life so that my family can use it as a template for living a balanced and successful life and to not only set me up to be a success, but to set my family and my children up to be a success as well.
And do you, I think you have, how many sons do you have? You have one son or two sons?
I have one son and one daughter.
Okay, and they are in the teenage years, are they?
We have a college senior coming up this year, about to graduate, and we have an eighth grader, a rising eighth grader.
Wow, so you have a senior in college who's about to graduate, to be in her postgrad, going and getting ready to go into postgraduate school.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then you have an eighth grader. So
yes.
I'm quite sure inside of that these two, because there is a big age difference there, that they have watched you and your wife build a
Absolutely.
Foundation on goal setting. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, how challenging has it been for your senior, your daughter who's about to graduate? How challenging has it been for her to stick to her goals, being in college, and to achieve in a four-year time that which she wanted to achieve?
Well, she's done extremely well. She's very goal-oriented, and she's moving forward with her plan. She had a little goal program that she was running herself. She had these little stickies that she used to keep inside of her dresser and in her room, basically were her objectives. My man, little guy, he's doing well also. So, you know, he's doing well in school, and he's learning the lesson, you know, and he's understanding the importance of initiative and goal setting as well. You know, boys learn a little different than girls, you know, and a lot of times I'm guilty of it myself, being a former boy, or maybe being an old boy, who we like the caveman sometimes. You know, we don't want to write it down. We're going to keep it in our heads. But he's beginning to understand the importance of writing things down. And when you write them down, you have that visual reminder of what is important. You know, because when you have things in your head, you have so many things running through your head, the phone call that you're on, what clothes you're wearing, who's walking in front of you, the loud noise behind you, the things that are important to you, they fall off of your brain. So using those external visual cues, physical cues to remind you of your goals, and he's beginning to understand the importance of it as well because he's having to multitask. Not only is he school now, school is first, he's preparing for a basketball season, you know, that's coming up, and he wants to present himself better than he was last year. So those are goals that have to be reminded also and to be able to be walked towards on a daily basis.
You know, that's awesome. Now, will he be in attendance this weekend?
He's living the life of a rock star, and he's going to be on the road taking his swag to another part of the United States.
Oh, awesome, awesome. That's great, because then that definitely gives him something even more to build on when he returns to school this fall and give him that initiative and that incentive to continue to persevere based on the new opportunity and things that he has been exposed to. We're coming up on our 15-minute break, so what we're going to do, our 15-minute commercial, we're going to go to a commercial right now, and then Rufus and I are going to come back, and we're going to continue to talk about Sail to Success. What we're doing today, we are dedicating our program today, our show today, to our upcoming mid-year IMA International Mastermind Association mid-year meeting.
At Sail to Success, we strongly encourage each of our listeners to acquire a personal copy of How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Betker. ISBN number 0671-79437X. I say again, ISBN 0671-79437X by Frank Betker. BETTGER. Sail to Success.
Okay, so we'll continue on in regards to our show, our Blog Talk show this evening. So if anyone We don't see what we have any listen audience right now, but when you download this, or if someone does sign in, your call-in number is 661-554-9219. And if you desire to speak with the host, all you need to do is hit 1 on your phone. And so continuing on, so this weekend, I know that I myself, in being in sales and looking at setting goals, I come from a background of, I tell people, I grew up in insurance. Insurance is what I know from all different angles, but it's definitely, if you desire to move to the next level, you definitely have to have a plan in place, and you have to have in place the strategies and the steps whereas you're going to reach, you're going to accomplish those goals, because it's definitely an opportunity where it allows you to see the world. God has given us a big world. There's a lot to see. It consists of much, but if we don't have a plan in place, we cannot accomplish anything. And what precedes a plan is a desire. You've got to have a burning desire for something in order for it to become a plan, it to become a goal, and then for it to become a become an achievement. Coming also when I worked as a claims adjuster and I did litigation with our insurance defense attorney, we used to always tell the people that the only thing that would stand up in court was a paper trail. So that everything you do in life, you got to have it written down. You got to have an action plan, how to get from point A to point B. So we're really excited. We're excited about this coming weekend, and we know that you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed spiritually, because we're going to talk about the goal setting in 11 different areas. So the area that you may already be in, where you might be accomplishing in your spiritual, in your business, or in your creativity or recreational, sometimes we have we're top heavy in certain areas, overkill in certain areas, but then in other areas tend to go lacking. But this weekend you will hear people talk about how they accomplish their goals in every different area. And what goes along with that also, we read books, reading books. You're going to hear young people talk about books that they have read. One young lady on our show on Saturday, she talked about how being a goal setter allowed her to travel through Italy this past summer. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about those goals, you know, I'm going to not create and give somebody an opportunity to speak. We got a walk up. And this young lady has said to me from a technological standpoint this evening, helping the show continue to stay on the air and do what it's designed to do. And there's a group of young ladies that are, I mean, fire brands. They're teachers and that are coming out of the public school system in Broward County, and they have come together in a mastermind to start a new school. And the name of the school is New Generations. It's a charter school that's built around the arts. And what they're doing is they have taken an idea. They've come together. They've created it and whipped it into a white hot heat. And they earned a charter, and they're moving forward. And their doors will be opening in August. Matter of fact, their doors are open now because, you know, they're doing all the ugly work now during the summer. But I'd like to introduce you to Velveteer Wanton. She's the curriculum specialist this inaugural year coming up with New Generations Charter School. And she can tell you about having that dream, because that dream is what we're talking about, starting with masterminding. Ann McNeil says, you know, you have to have a dream in order for a dream to come true. So I'd like to introduce you to Velveteer Wanton, more familiar to you.
Good evening.
Right.
How are you?
Good evening, Velveteer. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. Just taking a break because just like Rufus says, we are in the midst of the ugly work, but it's the most rewarding ugly work that I think that I've ever been a part of. It's a wonderful opportunity, not only to, you know, meet the parents and meet potential students, but to also just how we all came together and in this bond that we formed, you know, to our desire is to do education a new way. And what we mean by new, because the name of the school is New Generation Preparatory High School of Performing Arts. And the new stands for Nurturing Education Within. So we want to return the thirst of learning to our kids, because most of us had the opportunity to go to school and enjoy school, because all work and no play, that's not realistic. And so what we have decided was we're going to reintroduce the arts, because the first thing that's been taken away during the high-stakes testing is the arts. So we have tons of artistic kids who need an outlet. You know, they need to have the ability to express themselves, but they're bogged down in classes that, you know, yes, they challenge them academically, but we need to meet their needs as well. It shouldn't just be the high-stakes test. It should be the education of the whole student. And that's what we would like to provide for the students of Broward County.
Well, let me ask you, can I ask you this question? You guys formulated this idea. And when you pulled this idea together, I'm sure there were many people that probably could have jumped on the train. But as the idea began to crystallize, as we say, we weed out the chaff from the wheat, and you got this core of five individuals, and essentially what they were doing is masterminding, and everybody brought something unique to the table, even though all of you were teachers, and how you all just did it. How often did you all meet during the weeks leading up to launching this idea? Did you talk every day?
Well, if I take you back to the beginning, our founder and visionary is Mrs. Kiani Mora. And Kiani went through a period of great loss. And during that period of loss, she said she woke up in the middle of the night and the spirit led her to write down the word or the phrase new generation. She had no idea what it meant. Her pastor told her, and he prophesied, you know, told her in 7 years, you're going to do a work that you don't even believe that you can do. And so, and it's been 7 years to the date almost from when she spoke with her, or her pastor spoke with her. And in the meeting process, I can say that we met consistently, if not physically. We met, you know, on the telephone, via email, via Skype. We met all the time. I mean, one of the young ladies is in the Dominican Republic right now, and she's, you know, meeting with us still. So it's a process, and it's a wonderful process. I keep saying that, and it is a struggle, but it's a beautiful struggle, and. But we see the potential of new generation, and the parents that we've come in contact with, you know, they feel our passion. They know our desire, you know, for the betterment of their child.
Well, yeah, that's good stuff. So, you know, I was, you know, looking at that, and you're talking about, look, you know, some folks talking about saving $5 to $15. I mean, they're talking about opening a school. Now, this is some Mary McLeod Bethune kind of action, you know what I'm saying? This is huge, you know, and being entrusted with the brain cells of young folks and moving forward. So we see the mastermind process working in the education realm. We see it working in families and with husbands and wives and parents and children. We see it working in business. And this is awesome, because this is what we're shooting for this weekend, and this is what we do on a daily basis. We mastermind our lives. whether we want to believe it or not, whether you're succeeding or failing, you're masterminding in some direction.
Exactly.
So, you know, as you know, it says, and a lot of times, look, people will tell you that, look, there's nobody's going to help you do anything. The truth is, good things are done by individuals, great things are done by two or more people. And a friend of mine who's the owner of Tom Jenkins Barbecue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, one of the owners, Harry Harrell and Gary Torrance, but Harry told me when I was launching an idea, he says, look, man, begin to do what you're trying to do, and people will come out of the woodwork to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there are always going to be some naysayers. There can be naysayers because sometimes people think that your forward progress is an indictment of what they're not doing, and it's really not all about them. It's kind of like when you get dressed up and the person says, hey, what are you trying to do, make me look bad? No, I'm really not trying to make you look bad. You look bad because you look bad. How good I look has nothing to do with how bad you look. You know, so the mastermind process is there. You can work this. This is a tool we talk about, Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich, which is the tool that we use. And on Selfless Success, we're dealing with how I raise myself from failure to success. But in the core, we talk about international masterminding. Our book of choice is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This is a monster. This book is I can't say killer, but it's a great book, a great tool.
It's that foundation, you know, where some of that chief cornerstone, it's that book is the foundation in regards to your success in your businesses, because as you read it, what is it based on? It's based on biblical principles. And that's what he took. He took those biblical principles and put them in everyday language. Put them in everyday language that we can all comprehend and understand. Well, I'm telling you, 30 minutes go by so fast. But we appreciate you speaking with us. Go ahead, Rufus.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, she said,
you're
hey,
welcome.
Can we give out the my phone's blowing up now. Hey, we got some folks that are trying to get the information. Give them the phone number to New Generations and the website, please.
The telephone number to New Generations.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's 754-222-7772. Once again, the telephone number is 754-222-7772. And the website is www.newgenerationhigh.com. And we are located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 2890 West Cypress Creek Road.
Man, this is awesome. So, hey, Laura, so when they're on the cover of Education Magazine and they're on the Oprah Winfrey Show and everything, we can say that we heard them here first.
We can say you heard it here first on Blog Talk Sell to Success. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Sell to Success. This is an open forum for listeners to interact with master sales representatives and business owners in order to learn strategies to sell more effectively. Whether you are a professional salesperson or an entrepreneur selling your goods and services, Sell to Success is the place for you. Sell to Success, along with IMA Mastermind and Think and Grow Rich, is the one-stop shop for people who are interested in truly improving themselves. Our aim is to help you to think and grow rich while you establish your own mastermind organization built around the art of selling. Sell to Success is where sales professionals come together to sharpen each other's irons.